You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yekshamash, I'm Manema Borat. I like you. I like sex. It's nice. This is my country of Kazakhstan. It locates between Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, and assholes, Uzbekistan. This is my town of Kusak. This is Orkin, the town rapist. Naughty, naughty. Over here, our town of kindergarten. And here, live Mukhtar Sakhanov, a town mechanic and abortionist. This is my house. Entry, please. He is my neighbor, Nursultan Tuliakbai. He is painting my assholes. I get a window from a glass, he must get a window from a glass. I get a step, he must get a step. I get a cloak radio, he cannot afford. Great success. This is Natalia. She is my sister. She is number four prostitute in all of Kazakhstan. Nice.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, we are.
But is it not a problem that the woman have a smaller brain than the man?
Right. The radio program you're currently listening to is not intended for the hearing impaired.
Come on in, but remember, no penis talk.
Hello?
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
What glorious goo.
What does that look like?
Looks like baby vomit.
Okay.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
All right, here we go. Let's get back to the vacation. There's another visit from the cops and the fire department still to come, but that's at the very end.
Wow.
Let me see. I'm going to try to do this in chronological order. My mother-in-law, Big Frida, had her 83rd birthday.
Very nice.
Over the break.
That's great.
I made a point of calling her before to tell her happy birthday and how much I love her before we went on our vacation. Mm-hmm. I also thought that Wayne Newton was going to be performing in Ocean City, Maryland, right, while we were on vacation. As
you were talking
out,
about that.
Yeah, they moved the date. Lucky me, I get to go back this weekend.
All right.
Get to go back again. Hey, you share my luck, huh?
Congratulations.
You share my joy, share
you look,
my luck.
You look like you're thrilled, so it's a special trip just for Wayne.
It'll be fun.
Couldn't be happier, Mike.
Saturday night or Friday night performance?
Saturday night, and he's playing at the Inlet. You may know that as the part of Ocean City where they have the rides and the boardwalk.
Nice.
So, yeah, looking forward to that.
It's an indoor show, I hope.
I believe it's outdoors.
It's an outdoor show?
Yeah, I think the Inlet is outdoors.
Yeah, it's going to be a big pavilion type thing, right?
Everybody just better get hold on to your hats.
So you can get the French fries and go to the show.
Oh, that'll be nice.
We're going to have a nice time.
It'll be wonderful. Do you have seats?
I have no idea. I think they're selling seats on the beach. I think the deal is that you buy a chair and it's like a beach chair.
Okay.
That has Wayne Newton's name on the back of it, and you sit up front, you sit at the beach, and you watch him sing.
Well, I hope you have good weather for it. I do.
Me too.
That's just different.
Mike. I'm crossing my fingers.
Thought he was playing like a small room, like the Carousel or something like that.
I thought he was playing the Convention Center.
The Convention Center. Okay. All right. But he's at the Inlet.
Yes, he is. Anyway, so that's Saturday night. So this coming weekend, I will, Mike.
I know.
So we're at Big Frida's birthday party. I know no birthday party for Big Frida would be complete unless she picks a place that, of course, we have to wait outside to get into. This is like an everyday, whether it's Johnny Carrabba, or whether it's the Outback, or whatever this type was, some fish place this time.
Or those people that grow olives in a garden.
Maybe them, Mike. But whatever it is, uh-huh, all I know is that when we arrived, they said, get there at 6:30. They got a party at 12. Well, as it turns out, they wouldn't seat us until all 12 people had arrived. So we had this is pretty much standard now. For Big Frida's birthday, we all sat outside for about an hour.
And they have the right to do that, don't they?
Yep. However, two great things happened while we were waiting to get inside of the restaurant. First, and this is a great commercial for them, the ambulance had to come and take some guy away.
Hey, but you know what? Makes the time go quicker, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does.
You have a floor show.
It sure does.
Something to watch.
we got done with that, and then Big Frida started telling us about the psychic that she went to see.
Oh, that's always interesting.
You know, she does love that whole psychic thing.
She got the ambulance, then a psychic story.
So I'm like half listening to this, and we are all just kind of mulling in front of this restaurant, everybody looking at their watch like, Christ, how long does it take to see a party of 12? I mean, I know it's a party of 12, but right. But for God's sakes. And she says, come here, sit down, I want to tell you something that the fortune teller told me. The psychic, you know, the carny. She says, come on, tell you something. I go, okay, what? And I think it's going to be some incredible insight maybe about my Frida or something like that. She says, she is sure that she sees Bart. Now, this is the psychic talking. Uh-huh. Nobody. The psychic said she sees Bart with a baby girl.
Now, Jesus. Now, that's not exactly the prediction you want to see.
No.
Is this supposedly from the psychic going to happen? I'm sure you asked this right away. Is this something she sees happening soon?
I really didn't avoid. I avoided. I didn't. Rather, let me say that.
You didn't encourage her?
I didn't attack it. Because she's excited about it. She wants to believe it. She cited other things that have happened. You know, I'm not going to do the whole cynical thing to say that it's a carny thing. And if you,
she's always been very interested in that type of spiritual activity,
right? If you say enough stuff, that eventually someone will catch on to it, and you'll know somebody who's had some malady, and then boom, that you think the psychic has made a connection. Anyway, she would not let it go. God bless her heart. She kept grabbing my arm and kept saying, "Don't forget, you know, the psychic said, you know, Bart with the baby girl."
Baby
I'm like,
girl.
"What do you want me to do?"
Yeah, and I'm sure you say, you know, good for her. That's how she deals with stuff, probably, right? She's always kind of done that, and you humor her, in other words, right?
But it got to the point where, because I love her so much, she is like my mom. Mm-hmm. I had to do this with kid gloves. You know, I had to reach over at one point, put my arm around her about the 10th time that she said that, and say, you know, I don't doubt that psychic said that to you. But if that's the case, if this psychic is so scary good, why don't we bring the newspaper and have her pick all of the winners for this weekend's games?
Uh-huh. That's the old cynical approach, but you did it in a loving way.
Of course, because right. she wants to believe, mm-hmm. and then there's that part of me that's like, well, you never know. So I immediately went outside and called my boy. Are you wearing a condom right now?
Hey, Dad, is there anything? Dad, I need to tell you something. You know? There's a surprise.
It's like, what? What's going on?
It's Donnie G's October surprise.
Check on that. So just make a mental note. If I come in one day and announce that's it, then that psychic was right and I was wrong.
Well, remember.
Now, here's the next major problem. And this is really a problem. On the vacation, halfway through, it's opening day. This is last weekend. Not yesterday, but the weekend before. Opening day in the NFL. So we go to the Redskins game. What we do, I'm a season ticket holder. Redskins and the Miami Dolphins.
Hot, a little bit hot, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hot as moose balls, mm-hmm. but you know, we're ready for it.
Right.
I have never, I know I've bitched a lot about the stadium, but I have never had a problem with a person like I did during this opening game, and let me tell you what happened. The stadium is jam-packed, 91,000 people, and we are, we're pretty set with the people in our section. You know, we know all of the faces.
You've been there for a while.
In many cases, we know the names of these people. And, you know, I'm as guilty as everybody in my section of giving my tickets away to someone else. So it's not unusual to see a different person sitting in someone else's seat.
Always.
But it's opening day, so you think that most of the regulars are going to be there. Well, as it turns out, these guys that sit, it's myself, my girlfriend, Janet, and then in the seat next to her is a very nice lady named Joyce.
Okay.
That comes by herself. And then there's the Hussein brothers.
I remember them.
And I call them that to their face. They laugh
I remember you pointed them out when we went to a game.
Right. The Hussein brothers.
They're diehard Redskins fans.
Absolutely. They're good guys. They gave their tickets to somebody else. Mm. It's a dad and his punk kid. I would describe the kid as following, maybe, in a violent thunderstorm, maybe the kid weighs 85 pounds.
Okay.
But he has the attitude of a 300-pounder with huge biceps.
How old would this kid be, you figure?
17.
Okay.
17.
Old enough to be trouble.
He's got, now I'm not making the stereotype, just what the kid looks like. White kid, he's got pockmark acne, he's got the yo-yo hat on to the side.
Right.
He's got fake diamond earrings.
So he's doing a K-Fed.
Yeah, and he's got whatever the toy is that Daddy has rented for him.
Right.
That thing you get in the stadium where you can watch all of the games on Sunday Ticket.
Okay.
And it's very crowded. It's 91,000 people. It's opening day. Let me get a beverage.
All right. So the kid is in, he's there with his dad, and you're focusing on the kid with the diamond earrings and the head, you know, the hat cocked to one side.
And this is all stuff that comes up later.
You notice the kid when he comes in.
Here's why I notice him. Because the game has just begun, and it's that maddening thing where some people are arriving late.
Right.
And some people are trying to get, like, their beer and stuff. And, you know, the general rule is when you're going to make a move at a stadium to get to your seat, you say, excuse me, and then you wait for people to stand up and you walk by.
Right? So let me just get a picture of this right now. This kid is coming in to sit to your right or left, or is he in front of you?
He's sitting to my right.
So he's got to come by you to get to his
seat. Correct. There are, to my left, it's the aisle, three seats.
Right.
I'm three seats from the left aisle. My seat, Jan's seat.
And then there are a whole bunch of seats over towards the other side.
Yeah, Joyce and then the Husseins. That's our aisle.
Right.
So they're in the seats where the Husseins are. I don't even know that these people are there because we're enjoying the game, having a good time. When all of a sudden the kid doesn't go through the aisle to get past people, he jumps over the turnstile in the front row, jumps over the seat directly in front of me, bumps into me, pushes Janet, and pushes Joyce, the lady sitting next to Janet, and I'm not S-ing you here, physically pushes them out of the way. So at this point, I jumped up, and I'm not looking to pick a fight. I grab him by the arm, and I said, hey, excuse me. And I mean, I was hot. I said, you do not run over people. These are ladies, and you say, excuse me. Mm-hmm. He said, get your hand off me. Uh-huh. I said, please. These are, now meanwhile, behind me, the guys behind me are doing this like, slow down, slow down. They're all saying to me, slow down, Tiger. Slow down.
Right.
Slow down.
Which is always nice, you know, when you got
supportive.
You got the people that are going to support you. You know, all of a sudden you're the bad guy.
I want to say these people behind me actually were very supportive.
They're supporting you.
Yes.
Oh, they're saying to the kids, slow down.
They've seen this. They're saying this to me. Now, the guys behind me have seen this happen. And what I'm feeling on my back is like guys holding my back going, hey
come calm on, down.
This, you know, we saw it. Don't get out of control. Lose your cool.
Okay.
All right.
So I go, whew, okay. And I go to sit down and Joyce, the lady two seats away, turns and she says, well, thank you very much. That was very chivalrous. And I said, you know, hey, come on. The guy's just an effing jerk. And now the guys behind me, they're saying, settle down, big man. Settle down. You know,
right. We're
going to get some drinks going around here. Meanwhile, the kid's dad does nothing. There's no response to any of this.
Of course.
Which I'm okay with. So at this point, I've gone, whew, a little out of my system.
Yeah, all right. Calm down.
Got a little wound up.
Shake it on.
Game starts going. About 5 minutes into the game, kid's leaning over Joyce and leaning over Janet. Kid leans over and he says, I'll tell you something. Don't you ever effing touch me again. And he goes and he
Like
sits,
as the game starts?
Yeah. And he goes and he sits down in his seat. Here's the seating. Me, Janet, Joyce, the kid, and the kid's dad.
Okay.
At this point, I lean over, and I grab him by his arm. I lean in front of Janet, in front of Joyce, and I grab him by his arm, and I say, listen, Eminem, don't get in my face with all of this yo-yo-yo stuff, because I will break your effing arm. Do you hear me? I will break your effing arm. He's like,
this is before kickoff?
No, the game has now begun.
The game has begun, all right.
The game is on. It's just during the game, like in the first 5 minutes, the punk leans over, and he...
Like he got a little permission from Daddy?
No, this is what pissed me off.
Is
so
Daddy
much.
Is, and this is, you're sure this is his father?
I'm positive, and
right?
here's how I know. So I lean over to the kid, and I say to him, this is all about you being rude to women and rude to people in general. And he's like, yo, I want to tell you something. You touch me again, I'm going to have to do something about it. Right? And I'm going like, listen, you effing Eminem punk, I will take your ass out back. Right now, and everybody at this point goes, whoa, whoa, slow down. The kid's dad just sits there.
Yeah. Doesn't even acknowledge this is going on?
Now, if this is me and it's my kid, here's what I say. First off, maybe I say to the guy who's me, maybe I say, hey, don't touch my son.
Or let me handle this.
Right.
Or I say to my son, what's going on?
Right.
Not not a thing.
But aware something's going on, just choosing to ignore it.
Oh, he's got his headphones in.
Oh, he's got his headphones in.
But, I mean, this is going on. It's taking away from from the game.
Sure.
So now I'm sitting back down, and I'm like, and the guys behind me are like, okay, chill out, chill out.
I wish I'd gone to the opener with you. That'd be so much fun. God, that would have been fun. But, hey, are you in this dilemma, too? Is he too small? Is he too small to...
Yes, here's the thing I said.
He's too small. It's not like a grown guy, right? So you're challenged that way. So you can smack him.
I said to Janet, we were sitting down. I said to Janet, the guy's behind us, after the second run-in with this kid, I was going, the guy behind us going, I got vodka. And I said
I like the people that's sitting back here.
I said, here's the thing. I said, I've never been in a fight before. I said, but I swear to God, I really did feel like I could break that kid's arm with my hand. So now the game is continuing.
Oh, my God.
And there's this unspoken, you know, the kid's like shooting me a look, and I'm looking him back, and I'm like giving him the finger like this.
You're quietly antagonizing him a little bit.
Oh, no. Mike, make no bones about it. He's continuing this.
He's giving you the hairy eyeball?
And all these guys behind me and everybody else are like, and I wish this kid's dad would say something to him. What an ass this kid
right.
is. So now we're 10 minutes into the first quarter.
First quarter, and I'm furious.
And you're gonna love this. A couple of people come into the section, and they say, like, regular civilized people do when they come to the aisle, they say, we're in this aisle. And everybody says, where are you sitting? And she says, seat 15 and 16.
This is suddenly where... great joy.
Now, at this point,
great success.
At this point, the dad wants to get involved. It's like when Eminem is getting into a fight, that's okay. But if someone says, you're in my seats,
right?
And he stands up like the biggest dick in the world and he says, excuse me, you're 100% wrong. These are our seats. You are in the wrong. And he sits back down, puts his ear set in.
Doesn't even bring his tickets out.
No, they bring over the security guy.
This is the true etiquette. All right. This is the true etiquette of everything.
They bring over the security guy.
Yeah, the guy that's supposed to check the tickets.
Who looks at the lady's ticket that's trying to get into the aisle and looks at the jerk-off's ticket, and she says to the jerk-off and his son, you're in the row in front. No. So at that point, they say, oh, they do not, as a father and son, they don't walk around the aisle.
No.
They simply hop over the seats, push the people.
To the other people.
Push the people out that were in their seats and then said to them, hey, you're in our seats.
Uh-huh. The etiquette, father and son.
And then,
they're doing all of this and making a scene about it at the same time.
Yeah,
right?
And then once the game goes on, every once in a while when there's a play, like if Clinton Portis does something good, the kid, Mr. Hip-Hop Yo-Yo, has got to go like, yo, CP, you're my man! And then he turns around and looks at me and is like, ah.
Oh, God.
That's what I just said, F it. At that point, I said to Jen, I said, you know, screw it. This ain't worth it to me.
Right.
So we left.
There are techniques you can use.
You left the game.
There are techniques you can use without altercation that will not make you the bad guy. Was there any way, in order for you to, you've got access on either side, correct?
Yep.
You can go out the right side or you can go out the left side.
Oh, no, I'm all the way on the left. There's like 25 seats to go to the right.
But conceivably, I mean, it is not beyond reason that you were choosing to use the other aisle.
So you could slide
down there with your beverage and just ever so slightly pour it down the back of his shirt.
I'm telling you that really would have started.
I know it would have started a melee. I know. Yeah, and it's the same way. You go as far as you can with those situations.
I feel like such a pussy when we're leaving. It's like we're leaving, and she's like, "Why are we leaving?" I said, "Cause I'm so pissed at that kid." I said, "Do you see that kid like flipping me off?"
You know what? If people, and this is a message to everybody that goes to sporting events, really, as far you know, if you've got a kid, just pay attention to what they're doing, and if you're around kids, modify your behavior that you would normally use when there are adults around. I was at sporting events all weekend.
He got some balls on him. Hey, yo, yo, like he's leaning like over the yo. You don't ever lay a finger on me, yo, yo.
What amazes me though is the father just sitting there ignoring the whole. Well, he's obviously ignored a lot.
That's how he raised the boy.
Stupid ass.
But I don't believe in getting in any kind of altercations at sporting events.
Mike. I know you don't. That's why that WWMD.
Yes.
What would Mike do? We got a break. Hold on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.